is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Jesus Christ is the real champ, and the real truth. There are no lies living in here. Nothing but pure truth coming from God. This is Pure Truth Session with your host, Lady Ty.
Once in my life, it's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street, but not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them bleed? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know.
I'm gonna make here with the Pure Truth Session on Facebook Live. I'm coming to you live and direct from ATL, Georgia. Just wanted to let you know that what? I disagree. You might say you disagree with what? What are you talking about? Well, my name is Lady Tyler Gray. I am an international radio host. I also am an author of the lovely book, Daddy Issues, right? Welcome, come on in, share if you care or dare. Also, I am also a producer. I like to say producer because I helped my best friend produce her very own first book, which is called Me First. And I also am an encourager. This is a woman by the name of Sharon, who I encouraged to write her book. I did a YouTube series called Operation Greater, Teaching Others How to Operate in Your Greater. Good morning, everybody. But I'm not on here for any of that. I just want to let you know a little bit about who I am. I am one that loves hip-hop. I'm holy hood. What does that mean? The hood people think I'm too holy since I found Christ, and the holy people think I'm too hood. Okay, so today I want to talk to you about a couple of things that's going on. First, let me start with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray peace, blessings, and joy over this message today. I pray that they will be able to hear truth, that a light will shine, and that they will get revelation. I release the love of God on this message now. In Jesus' name, let the hopeless find hope, let the discouraged be encouraged. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So listen, I'm praying for everybody. I believe in you. I believe in the greater in you. So whether you're coming on this message and you believe and you don't believe, that's fine. I'm not interested in that part. I'm just interested in showing you the love of God, the God that I learned, right? And today I want to say to you, I disagree. I disagree with what? I disagree with some of my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And how many of you have brothers and sisters? I had a half-brother. It's Brooklyn in the house, without a doubt. Now listen, I had a half-brother, right? But I grew up as my mother's only child. So I'm new to this whole brother and sister thing. So being, having brothers and sisters in the body of Christ is quite interesting. I serve a God that is loving and kind. Many of you know there's many different gods that people can try to serve, right? I believe in the true and living God, but there are many things that people can serve. And me as a harvester, as a laborer going out and getting the harvest, it becomes very hard at times to get a harvest and bring them to a place where people are me. You understand what I'm saying? So I want to just share some things, but let me just read this to you and start with this. This is in Luke chapter 9, verse 49. Master, John said, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop them because he is not one of us. And this is what Jesus said. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. So this is what I want to say to you. Whoever is not against you, it's for you. So many people are speaking about Kanye West, right? Kanye West has his worship service, whatever he's got going on, lifting up God's name, however he's doing it. What I want to say to you is do not stop him. Whoever is not against you is for you, right? I know many people at different times in the body of Christ say things about those who just now come to Christ or those who appear to be outsiders, mainly mostly celebrities. So you have celebrity preachers. When I say celebrity preachers, I mean name brand preachers, people that are famous on flyers and such like that. They may say things like, oh, Snoop Dogg is not in the body of Christ. Well, I just want to share with you in Romans chapter 10. Where am I at? Yeah, 10 and verse 9, but I start at verse 8. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. Confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. For with your heart you believe and are justified, and with your mouth you confess and are saved. Amen. So at the end of the day, I don't expect everybody to like this message, share this message, or comment, or even pretend as if you're on here. So if you're secretly watching, shout out to you too. I know being a friend to me can be a endangerment to most of your groups or cliques that you guys are in, but it's all good. So listen to what I'm saying. When I hear stories in the Bible, most of you can find the same ones, like in Matthew, Luke, Mark, John, told from different perspectives. So what I'm doing this morning, if you're not in the mood to hear teaching, scripture, or any of that, you might not want to be on here. But for those of you that are, that's what's up. So today, I actually, this morning, you know, after seeing a post, God went ahead and told me to grab my Bible, and we had to go through some things, right? And so this is not my normal style. This only happens to me a couple of times where I'm just pushed like this. So here we go. A lot of people say things that they hear other people say. I hear people say, we got to protect the anointing. Let me ask you this. How did Jesus protect his anointing? Every time the disciples try to protect the anointing of Jesus, do you know what happened? He rebuked them. Every time they try to, because it's the anointing that breaks yokes. And I totally get it. So this is about security guards around the anointing and Kanye West. So again, I'm your girl, Lady Ty the Great. This is Holy Hood message. So this message is both for the holy and both for the hood. For the hood, I want to let you know that God loves you. He's there for you. Even if you're doing the craziest stuff ever, God is still feeling you. God is still into you. He's not concerned about anything other than you receiving his love. I know people would beg to differ. When I was in my sin, when I was in my things, when things was going a certain type of way for me, right, when I thought I was untouchable, unclean, that God had forgotten about me and did not care, God reached out and touched me, right? Why? There was no humans that he could use, right? And I'm saying that to you because this is what he shared with me. Hey, Jay, love you so much. So God used himself. Yeah, he came and got me himself. So I had a supernatural experience with God. So that's what I speak about. Not a God that I read about in a book that somebody, you know, engrafted in me. No, no, no. I'm sharing with you about my personal experience. But today's message is Holy Hood, right? So when a believer puts a post up, I'm talking about those people that believe in God. When a believer puts a post up, what do they do? Do they think before they put it up? Never mind. I'm not going to ask you guys to think before you put up a post. I'm going to ask you to pray. Because if you're a believer, you feel like you're Holy Ghost filled, you can get the discernment, you can do all of this stuff. How is it you could prophesy and do all of those things? But when it comes to, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to someone not in the clubhouse religion, you posting up like you, you know what I'm saying? Like you in the VIP of the kingdom. So we're posting up posts, and I'm speaking because this is my area. I'm in charge of bringing in the harvest. When the harvest comes in, they should be embraced by their brothers and sisters. But the harvest is looking at the body of Christ as we post stuff about Kanye West, many other rappers. Let me tell you something. God loves hip-hop. God loves the thugs. God loves the hood. He loves the strippers, the dope boys, the drug dealers. Right. Am I saying people should go do all of those things? No. But the people that's in it, there's supposed to be a light that shines in the darkness and shows them kindness. It's love that's going to lift them. So at the end of the day, what am I saying to you? I'm saying that this is not a members-only club. This is a confession club. So if you confess, then you're rolling. So what I want to say to you right now, that it's time for you to rebuke yourself, repent yourself, and repair your heart by removing thoughts that are not Christ-like. So I'm going to give the people on here some scripture to help them all the way out, right? Because the Holy Spirit led me to the scripture. God was telling me what to say. So this is it. I'm actually coming after a spirit. Right? Even Jesus rebuked Peter, the disciple. And he said, get behind me, Satan. Yet while he was still a disciple. So please don't think of yourself like Paul. And even Paul rebuked Peter. Hello? So consider me your Paul for today. Right? So after the spirit, I'm after the spirit. Jesus rebuked Peter, the disciple. And he said, get behind me, Satan. While he was still a disciple, the devil was talking through him. So many people, the enemy is posting through you. You don't realize people are watching your walk. They're watching your talk. And they are looking at how you handle the harvest. And this is not for everybody. But let me also say this. Where is it at? Yeah, this is not for everybody. But those that's going to hear it will hear it. So here we go. Now, Matthew 16:23, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. That's what I say to many of you. Not all of you, but that's what I say to many of you this morning, right? Get behind me, for you are a stumbling block to me. I disagree with the way that y'all are handling the harvest to be the hood and the way you're handling hip-hop. That is incorrect according to God, okay? Just because you roll with God don't make you right. You can do and say something for the right reasons unto you, But the God that you serve says he disagrees. He disagrees. How do I know? Here we go. John 18 and 10. Right? Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it, struck the high priest's servant, cutting his ear off. Right? Jesus commanded Peter, put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given to me? At the end of the day, what's taking place? Jesus had to go through that. But Peter, thinking he's doing the right thing, trying to protect. So for those of you that's trying to protect the altar, protect the anointing, block this. Oh, don't touch this. I don't hug after. Like, whatever. Please. Jesus, I'm going to give you another story about Jesus and the children. Jesus and blind Bartimaeus. It's so many times that the disciples thought they were doing the right thing by trying to protect something. The anointing breaks yokes. The anointing don't get broke. The anointing breaks yokes. The anointing doesn't get broken. So you protecting your anointing. Follow Jesus. Stop following what people are saying and people are doing. Either it's you, your way, or it's God's way. So at the end of the day, here we go. Matthew 19. Jesus replied, not everyone. Well, this, yeah, in Matthew 19, verse 11. Jesus replied, not everyone can accept this word, but only those whom it has been given. So this word is actually being given to you. So hear what I'm saying. So Matthew 19 and 12 and 13. Now people were bringing the little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them, right? Okay, now I'm going to read it to you in Luke chapter 18, verse 15. I'm reading the same scripture. Now people were even bringing their babies for Jesus to place his hands on them. And when the disciples saw this, they rebuked those that brought them. I'm reading it to you in Luke two different ways so you can just see the different scriptures. But what I'm saying to you is the disciples were stopping the people from bringing the little children. Why am I talking about little children? Because Jesus tells us, listen, if you want to enter into the kingdom, you need to come in like a little child, right? So while Jesus, the God we serve, loves little children, he respects, he's honoring them, he's saying they got full hearts. Come, when the disciples rebuke the people and tell them, no, don't come this way, don't bring the little children this way, Jesus turned around and rebuked the disciples. Like, no, you're tripping. Bring them to me. So the very people that are trying to shut out certain people, right? You trying to keep this Jesus for yourself. No, he does not. He's not just personally yours. This is not a members only club. Do you understand what I'm saying? So I'm on here spreading the love of God. But then when you have the people in the body of Christ that's sick, you know what I'm saying? And if the body hurt, I hurt because I'm a part of it. But honestly, you know what I'm saying? Being real and being true, it's annoying. When you got brothers and sisters, it's like somebody just did my hair, right? It's like me undoing it. You know what I'm saying? So today, I want to just share with you today that God loves Kanye West. And no matter how you judge him and how you're viewing and how you're looking at his worship, if the name of Jesus is being lifted up, then that's what's up. And at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, how much is he charging for his worship service? Hello, everybody, anybody, or somebody. Right. So at the end of the day, he's lifting up God's name. Is he collecting offerings and doing this and that? I don't know. I'm not talking about that. But what I'm talking about today to you is that God loves you. That's my message to the Holy Hood people. I disagree with the way other believers may treat you, with the way other people have made acted towards you. But this doesn't represent the heart of God. So today I want to give everybody an opportunity to repent for the heart that they have, for the comments that they have, for maybe even the posts that they put up. Like, you have no idea how people are looking at you as the leaders you are, as the influence you have. And at the end of the day, if you're talking about somebody like Kanye West, Snoop Dogg, hip hop, like, come on, God loves them. So you're tripping. So I disagree. And guess what? So does heaven. There's no way I would be sitting right here in this sun, getting this sweat beating on me, and I would write down all these scriptures and Bible verses this morning to come on my Facebook. I don't want to be on here talking to y'all, but you need a talking to. Somebody is scared of y'all, and I don't know why, but I'm on here this morning to say I am not afraid of you. This is why Jesus rebuked the disciple. Correction has to come in. Good morning, disciple. Keisha. And so now here we go. We're going to our next scripture. And I'm sharing with you, this is how I started. I started writing that on the back of my receipt. So three different things that Jesus rebuked the disciples in. One, the lady with the alabaster box. You know what I'm saying? They was like, well, why does she waste this money? And I'm going to get to that in a little bit. That was a waste. Jesus was like, leave her alone. Y'all don't even know what's going on. She's done the most valuable thing. Jesus rebuked the disciples when Peter cut the ear off. Why did Peter cut the ear off? He thought he was protecting the anointing. So cut that out with the protecting the anointing. Okay? Jesus rebuked the disciples with blind Bartimaeus, right? Okay, Jesus rebuked the disciples, Matthew 19 and 13, when they denied the children. Jesus rebuked the disciples when they was like, Master, people are, they're baptizing people, they're casting out demons in your name. And Jesus told them what? If they're not against you, they're for you. Leave them alone. So what I want to say to you when you post about Kanye West and his worship service, if God didn't personally ask you to dissect under a microscope his worship service, please carry on with your assignment. And I'm speaking to you as a sister in Christ. Carry on with your assignment. You have something to finish. You have something to do. You got somebody to love at the end of the day. So I get it. A lot of the times we look up to people. People say things and then we repeat it. But even inside the body of Christ, a lot of things are incorrect. So there is, when we look at Jesus and the anointing, he did not protect the anointing. No, when the little children want to come to him, the disciples stopped it. When the disciples stopped the little children from coming to Jesus, Jesus told them, yo, y'all tripping. Jesus rebuked them. So we say we serve God. We say we love God. All of this stuff, God, and Jesus. I get it. But when it boils down to it, we follow what people hear and say. You understand what I'm saying? So now I want you to open up your own Bible. Get in a book so the Lord can start to speak to you. I train people how to hear the voice of God so God can tell them what's up. I'm not trying to get people under me to roll with me to start a church, to start a crew. No, follow me as I follow Christ. And when I stop following him, y'all leave me alone and y'all pray that I don't. Hello, everybody. But what I'm saying to you is while we are judging, I get it. There are things, there are times, there are people that God have called to judge. But what I'm saying to you now is we have many people that have gotten a great influence that have been lifted up. I don't know if God lifted them up or they put themselves in the spotlight. You hear what I'm saying? Because when we read about the rich young ruler, we hear what Jesus says to the, I got that right here too. We hear what Jesus says to the rich young ruler. He says, well, how can I be down? What do I have to do to get inside of the kingdom? And Jesus tells a rich young ruler to sell all his property. Jesus tells a rich young ruler to, you know what I'm saying, and give his things away and come on and follow him. And what happened? The rich young ruler turns around and he's sad. Why he sad? Because he can't have his Gucci belt no more. Oh, okay. Popping champagne like a championship ring. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, he can't be fresh. And I know, I get it. Everybody gonna tell you, God wants you to have the riches. He wants you to have this and the good this and all of that great stuff. Yeah, he does. But I don't understand why some people just get to be the disciples that get to get fed by what? The ravens? Because if you really doing what God is saying to do, if you really going by his book, if you're a disciple, and many people are in leadership and not disciples. Don't get it twisted what I'm saying. There is discipline every day, denying yourself daily, giving of what you have, leaving everything. I left everything three times over. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. Let me get back to this. So Jesus answered, okay, blind Bartimaeus. Let's check this out. Somebody crying out to God, trying to receive something, trying to get something, and look at what happens right here. Okay, many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. He shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped and called him. What I want to say to you is those people who are trying to, maybe you have people rebuking you right now. You know what I'm saying? You may have people telling you, oh, don't do this and don't do that and don't follow this one and don't do this. You may have people putting up stop signs and you're like, boop, 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 boop. Right? But at the end of the day, Jesus is going to call for you. Jesus called him. So the same people that told him to stop, don't say this, don't do that, Jesus sent them to go get him, call him, and tell him to come to me. So I just want to say, hang on, keep going, don't quit, and none of that stuff. Now, Jesus wanted to ask the disciples about this. Why was they bothering this woman, right? The disciples, let me read it to you. While Jesus was in Bethany, the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to him with the alabaster jar, very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head. When she poured it on his head, he was reclining at the table. When the disciples saw this, they were indignant. Why wasted, they asked. This perfume could have been sold at a high price, money given to the poor. So they flipping out. They think they talking about the right thing. They got it going on according to them. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, why are you bothering this woman? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will have with you always, but you will not always have me. She poured the perfume on my body and it prepared for my burial. Truly, I tell you, whatever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. So Jesus created a memorial around this woman while other people thought she was crazy and she was tripping. So while y'all think I'm crazy and think I'm tripping, come on, Jesus is going to be like, hey, wherever the gospel is preached at, we finna talk about Holy Hood. But no, I'm serious. Like, so when people are tripping on you, so what I want to say to you is leave Kanye West and anyone else alone that wants to sing Jesus, say Jesus. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of other things that people can believe in. And I'm crying out to you as a sister in Christ, right? Saying to you, if they got other stuff they could believe in, why are we making it hard for them to believe in Christ? Why are we making it so tough? It's not Jesus that people is mad at and don't like. It's us. So today, can you please examine yourself and see where you may have been judgmental, where God didn't ask you to judge? How about you judge and look at something else? Look at leadership and get that organized first. Clean up God's house and all of that stuff before we start looking at believers that's trying to come into the body of Christ and say, well, he said, well, if he confessed, that's his personal business. Or can you love on him? I don't expect not a heart, not a share, not nothing. I don't. But anyway, I disagree. So it could be your most popular friend posted something. I'm not here for popularity. None of that stuff. So here we go. Luke chapter 9. We saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he is not one of us. Jesus said, do not stop him, Jesus said, for whoever is not against you is for you. So remember that. While you question it, or you think Kanye West is interesting, or whatever you think about his worship service, don't stop him. Not saying that you was trying to, but whoever is not against you is for you. Love him. Love is going to live. That's my heart's cry. That's all I'm trying to say to you. At the same time, we protect this anointing. That whole security system you got set up is imaginary, bro. You're playing yourself. Jesus didn't have a security team. And when the disciples acted as a security team, Jesus rebuked them. Easy money. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray. It's some more scriptures on here. But all I want to say to you is God loves Kanye West. God loves hip-hop. God loves the hood. There's a harvest in the hood. And God loves you. So today, get on your assignment. Do your thing. I'm no longer looking to the left and looking to the right. There's plenty of people out here that need to know the goodness of God. Right? They need to see some fruit. So he's the vine, you are the branches. If you stay connected and you remain in him, he's going to remain in you. And you can bear much fruit. But let me tell you something. When you bear that fruit and God sees that fruit and it's good fruit, he's going to cut. He's going to cut. And God cut me to produce more fruit. And when he produced more fruit, I was like, okay, cool. I should be somewhere else with it. But after I got cut in my process of growing, then he turned around and crushed me. I'm like, what the world is the crushing for? I got crushed. Why? Because he wanted to produce wine. Okay? A new wine and new wineskins. So those of y'all that like to drink, pour it up. Nah, I'm joking. But it's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, repping Holy Hood. My cousin's on here, DP. What's up? But I love y'all so much. But I want to say, stop judging and stop unless God called you judge and gave you, like, you got the t-shirt to match it. But seriously, but unless... that's your position, but I'm sure that you were not picked and designed to judge and pick on people that just came to the body of Christ or whatever. Y'all are so crazy with this religious stuff that it's just such a turn off. It's not appealing. It's not exciting. It's not easy going. It's not none of that stuff because of the way we act. So we need to get ourselves together. So I'm on here to say God loves Kanye West, Snoop Dogg, Nicki Minaj, everybody. God loves them. Okay? So I'm apologizing and repenting for my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And just want to let you know and give y'all some scriptures along the way. So shout out to the secret viewers. God loves you too. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, and I disagree with the way my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ do things. sometimes they almost want to make me just go that way. You know what I'm saying? But I'm called. I'm assigned. God locked me up in this ark, and I can't get out. And there is a promise. So I speak peace over you. I speak joy over you. I speak love over you. And I want to let you know that God loves you. God loves the hood. God loves hip hop. God loves you. And he will send somebody to love on you. There are disciples being raised up. What are disciples? People that walk, talk, and move like God and love like him. And yes, Jesus rebuked even those disciples, but at least they was trying to get it right. And even in that rebuke, why is a rebuke coming? It's correction. Correct the way you act in church. Repent, church. Repent, people. But many of you can't repent because you follow a leadership that's, they all like this, and they just checking with each other. Nobody's checking with God. Well, guess what? God sent a girl that ain't afraid of you. Gangster, been shot at, all kind of crazy stuff happening in the neighborhood, and I'm still standing. Car flipped over 7 times, still couldn't get crushed, still couldn't die. So many other things happened, but I'm still here, and I'm here with purpose. So it's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray, out here sweating in this hot sun just to read y'all some scriptures and pray for you. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray today for peace. I pray for blessings. I pray for joy. I pray that everybody will understand that you are a God of love, period. That you are a God of love. And like my homie Brenda G say, she loves everybody. God loves everybody. He's trying to shine his light in dark areas. Let's not get to such a point where we forget. This is how you get so high and mighty, because you be up there in the clouds so far that you're not even touchable. You're not even reachable. You're not even handing out to the least of these. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving, you give out turkeys. I'm not talking about you go on a mission trip once or twice and you stay at the Marriott. No, when do you stay in the mountains? When do you look around the people? Let me tell you something. This Bible right here that's preaching, the Bible is talking about when people serve each other and made sure nobody amongst them had a need. I was made to be one of the least of these, to see how my brothers and sisters would treat me. And whoop, there it is. It's been times I've been hungry. Whoop, there it is. Those people that blessed me and looked out for me, they know who they are. Thank God for them. But it was more good Samaritans along the road, more non-believers, more people that was like, I ain't with that. I'm doing stuff with the universe. They blessed me more than people in the body of Christ that had. Not mad, not bitter. I'm just telling you the facts. So God wants us to examine ourselves. So now when I see, you know, everybody all up there and we chilling and it's all good. And now we're talking about, Kanye West, worship man, get this stuff off your page. Don't touch his name. Leave hip-hop alone. Leave the hood alone. Them is my peoples. Those is God peoples. Love your brothers and sisters. Be mindful, as a believer, what you're posting. When you posting something, your page becomes like a new little newspaper. And everybody gets to chatting on there. Are you realizing what you're creating? What that space you have just created becomes? People share their opinions. But God says this is a year, 2020 is coming up, that he's going to manifest. We're going to be able to see clearly. Now we can see clearly the hearts of people. So I'm praying. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray peace. I do pray peace. I do, for real, y'all. Blessings and joy. I pray that people would take their heart and carry it to you and ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Give us your spirit. Come on, our mindset. I pray that we devote our mind to you, that our personality could be changed and transformed into your personality, your way. That we wouldn't even use your name unless we repping you hard. For real. So God, show us the way. Teach people how to be discipled. Let them seek these programs out in their churches, the communities, whatever. There's a discipleship program we have on here. Holy Lord. But it's about your personal relationships. So I pray for relationships. Jesus wasn't down with the Pharisees, the religious rulers. He didn't like them. I pray that people will have a relationship with you, that the deaf will hear, that the blind will see. And I pray whoever got something to say will say something, that they would not be afraid. So I break fear off of you now in the name of Jesus. And it's easy like that. I release the love of God on this message right now in the name of Jesus. And it's smooth like that. Why? Because the vibration in my voice is breaking the yoke now. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. I love y'all so much. It's your girl, Lady Tyler Gray. Connect with me. Inbox me. I love you. I'm praying for you. Praying for the dope boys, the drug dealers, the strippers, the hood, the forgotten about you or never forgotten. God is with you. Praying for the discouraged, that you be encouraged now. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
What's up? It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, here with another amazing Pure Truth session. Listen, you already know what I'm going to say. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, and I am excited. Why? Because there's a greatness that lives on the inside of me that won't rest. It won't sleep. It won't stop. It can't stop. Right? And I won't let it stop. So that same greatness that's on the inside of me is on the inside of you. So I want to encourage you this morning, this day, this afternoon, this evening, this night. Why do I say all of those different timelines, different time zones, different days, right? Because this is an international radio show, and you can be listening in Africa right now, in China, Japan, Australia, California, New York, or Georgia, or Texas, or Florida. But wherever you're listening from, just know that you are loved and you are great. So I'm speaking to the greatness on the inside of you. This show exists because it is great people like you who desire to hear nothing but the pure truth. So today, I want to just let you know that the truth is you're amazing, you're great, and you can be and do anything that you desire. It doesn't matter your age, stage, size, or wage. Okay? I need you to believe in yourself. That's the place to start. Come on. So I believe in you today, and I just want to come on here to share with you that you are great, because we serve a great God and he's greatly to be praised, the creator of all things. So God created us in his image, which is amazing. That means some of us need to check on the man in the mirror. Oh yeah, come on. Would you check on the man in the mirror? What do you see when you look in the mirror? Honestly, do you see your past, your pain? Do you see imperfections? Or do you see what God sees? Do you see what God sees? Do you see what God sees? Come on now. Loosen up. You've been on this message, this podcast, this radio show for 2 whole minutes and you still uptight? Well, it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great, wanting to let you know that you are amazing. You are great and you are awesome. And today is going to be one of the greatest days of your life. I want to deal with some truth today. I want to deal with some truth about trust. Man, we can talk on this topic so many different ways. But first, let's lift up a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just welcome you in on this message. God, today we may ask some questions. We're going to share our heart. We're going to keep it real with you. So we ask that you would give us ease, that you would give us comfort, that you would give us understanding and revelation, that you would help us in areas in our life where we may have been stuck. Give us sight to areas where we may have been blind, and give us language, right? Let us be able to hear things. Let us be able to understand. Let us not be deaf to matters because we think we know it all already. So God, creating us a clean heart, renew the right spirit. We're surrendering our all, not our way, your way. You have a better way. You're a great God. You're mighty. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, nor has it even entered into our heart what you're going to do, what you can do. So today, God, take us to that level or greater. And we honor you and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Hey, wait. We pray hope for the hopeless today. Somebody wants to give up today. Somebody's thinking about depression. Somebody's thinking that their time was in vain, that it was wasted. But strengthen them, restore them, renew them even now, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I'm super excited. You know, I was thinking about something. Honestly, I was thinking about me. My kids go to school, right? And I have a bus service to come pick them up. And even in selecting this bus service, I was careful. You know, I was prayerful. And when you have to make decisions and choices, you can't just pick and decide and choose the first thing, right? When God allows you to be a parent, that's amazing, because That means you have lives that you're responsible for. And I can be honest with you, I never thought that I would be equipped to be a parent. And I never wanted to take that responsibility because I didn't want to mess it up. Now that's good. That's a good heart, right? But that's like some of us, why we might not take different jobs, positions, why we might not do certain things, because we don't want to mess it up. But God sees the best in you. And God called me a parent even when I didn't want to call myself one. Oh, come on, quit. I hear some of you judgmental folks out there telling me, you know, I had something to do with that, being a parent too. Yes, I get it. Yes, I know it takes two to tango, and that's how life is created. I understand. But what I'm saying to you, there's also other options after that. Come on, I know the Pure Truth listeners don't want to hear that. And I decided to go forth and go through with having the children, with raising the children, with loving the children. So just because you actually give birth doesn't make you a parent, right? And people can give that. You can make different decisions in life. That's what I'm saying. So hats off to everybody that kept their children, right? I am saying hats off. I am celebrating them because they could have did something different. Hats off to people that didn't give their children, you know, up for adoption. And hats off to those that did. I know you're saying, wait a minute. How many hats are we wearing? As many as it takes. I say hats off to those that did, because who knows what your life would have been like with that parent. You might think, oh, it would have been great. It would have been wonderful. Even to those of you who have spouses or situations where somebody is locked up. Yes, I am broadcasting from United States of America. I'm originally from Queens, New York, and I now live in Georgia. So in the culture that I live in, that's the case. Some of the time, and with our prayer, things will change. But a lot of the times, in more impoverished areas, you will find people connecting together who are trying to survive. So therefore, most of the male figures will figure out some type of hustle that they can do in addition to working legally. And, I'm just speaking to you real truth. They're trying to provide. If we look at the overall goal, and you may say, well, yeah, get a job, do this, do that. Yes, but a lot of times, sometimes people have records from the cycle of life that they were involved in. Now, we're not saying all of that is good and great, but we're just speaking because many of you know someone who may be married to, engaged to, or have a family with someone who is incarcerated. So let's not try to ignore and make the broadcast or radio show like it's all about perfect people. So we pray for people who are locked up. We pray for people who are on parole. We pray for people who are about to commit a crime even now. And we just pray the peace of God over them, that they would connect in with God, that they would get a revelation and realize that there is another way, and that they would be called to their higher calling. Come on. I mean, you may be at your 9-to-5, you may be straight, you may be chilling. Come on, tell me you never cheated on your taxes. I know some of you haven't. That's good. But I'm saying to you, we are not all squeaky clean. Everybody has done something. And so Pure Truth Sessions, we sit here and we talk about the truth. And the truth of what I'm saying today is, it's very hard to trust. Right? And I know you can say, well, life is what you make it. Yeah, life is what you make it. But after different things have been done, you have to find trustworthy people, trustworthy services. So, what am I saying to you? If you've been adopted, if you've given a child away, my prayers with you is that you feel no guilt and no shame, and that you understand Jeremiah 29:11. For God knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you, not plans to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future. Right? That's thus says the Lord. And because God has a plan to prosper you, it's all good. Listen, don't get stuck on the way that you started. Be excited about your finish, because you're going to finish strong. You're going to finish great. And your story is a testimony for others to know that they can make it. Your life is really not your own. You were sent on earth with a purpose to carry out a story and share it with others who are trapped up in the darkness of the story that you came from. Yeah.
So you might be saying, man, my life was sucky. This happened and that happened. Well, guess what? You came to earth with an assignment. You're the spokesperson. You're the ambassador for that assignment. Okay? So if you were born with 8 fingers, just an example. If you were born with 12 fingers, I don't know. You know, whatever your situation is, you're the representative for the 12 finger crew. Hey, I'm here to let all the 12 finger people know that God is good and he's able to still allow you to fly airplanes, make spaceships, build houses faster than anybody because we got 2 extra fingers. Hello? So get excited. So this Pure Truth session today, I'm just talking to you about trust. So my kids are on this bus. And the lady knows God and stuff. And I know some people say, well, what does that mean or what does that not mean? But it's just a little bit more of a comfort when you have something in common with somebody, right? And then I feel like, okay, can I say that? That there's a different type of expectation. There's that word. Expectation can be scary because when you expect something, then you can be let down when it doesn't happen. So there's just a different type of expectation. Expectation, why, Lady Ty? Oh, I'm glad you asked. Expectation because when we love Christ, when we love the Lord, we try to deny ourselves. You know, we want him to be glorified in our life. That means that we should do things a lot nicer, right? Why? Because we have the rules, we have the examples and things like that. So that's my prayer, my hope, right? Whatever. I hear you all laughing at me. But yeah, I still got an expectation, and I'm not knocking her or the company or anything like that. But there are some children on the bus who are not nice to my children. So how many of you know Lady Todd, a great one to greatly approach these children? But I contacted her and I just let her know, like, hey, you know, what's going on? And we had a conversation, and you know, and she shared some things with me. And people a lot of times will defend. You know, and yes, people will tell the truth, but they will defend. And I'm saying that just to say, you know, she says, oh, the boys were playing roughly together and one of her seatbelts broke. Now, family, I don't know about you, but a seatbelt to a whole vehicle breaking, like, bro, what kind of game are they playing? Aren't they supposed to be sitting down in the seatbelt going somewhere? What's happening? So when I'm saying that to you, I'm just saying me as a mom, I made a decision to put my kids on this bus. First of all, because they need to get back and forth to school. They go to a charter school. But I made a decision and I chose this bus, and I'm trusting God. Right. And I chose this bus service for a reason. But now on this bus service, if somebody is getting bullied or something is happening that's not ethical, you know, I have to address it and I may have to make some changes. So I wanted to say to you, don't be upset or sad when you have to make some changes. You know, and this is not the first time this has happened to me. My children went to a church with some inappropriate activity. One of the first churches I was a part of, sexually inappropriate activity took place. And I can say that on here because it's the truth. Does that mean all churches are bad? No. If they too repent, then it's all good. But the point is, as a parent, I have a responsibility. I brought my children to that church. I brought my children to this bus service. Children are not making their own decisions, and God gave me a responsibility to steward over them. So I want to share that to you of the church, the transportation, and then now we have the doctor's office. Last week we went to the doctor's office with one of my children, and it's so crazy. I had about 17 to 20 something questions because I don't trust. Right. And I know you may say, well, no, it's not. You're just being smart. Yeah, I am being smart. But unfortunately, I cannot trust what God has trusted me with everybody. And so I'm saying that to you, to don't just take an answer. Don't just go with, oh, the person in charge said, listen, the people that are in charge of things now, it's easier, it's faster to get these degrees. Okay. And it's easy to, you know, to get the certifications, whatever it is that you need to be in position, but you have to be a steward. You have to be a person over your children, over your life. You know, just you, when, even when you're choosing a bank, When you're making choices, I need you to pray. I need you to use discernment. I need you to be serious. I need you to ask the questions that need to be asked. Don't be scared, you know. Get whatever it is that you need, even the school teachers. So my children, younger children, they already started school in July. And yes, in United States of America, Atlanta, Georgia, they started school in July. But what happened is they've been getting homework. So they tried to do this homework system. I guess they're trying to do it like college, break it down. Different teachers send in emails, then they have Google Docs, then they have sometime paper homework. They have a lot of different things going on. But my children are confused because there's so many different things going on. They have charts. They have this thing. This is on Tuesday. That's on Wednesday. Come on, people. It's kids. They're third grade. Give them a sheet of paper. Give them a homework. Let them do the homework. And that's it. Like, we got to go to 5 different websites, all these different passwords that are none that they made up. It's all that the teachers made up. Come on. Nobody can remember the password. We got to go get the letter. It's like, what are you trying to create? Can we help the children learn? By the time they log on or figure out logging in and doing all of this stuff, it's like, really? So I'm just sharing with you the kids' homework. And what they're learning, they're spending most of their time at school. This is something too I had to pray about. This school is better than the public schools that we're surrounded with. But I mean, what are they doing? And this is who my kids are entrusted to. Homeschool is sounding really good, but y'all have to pray for my patience. But I'm just saying to you today, Pure Truth Session, I'm just kicking it with you guys. Don't worry. When September comes, we're getting ready to go in full discipleship mode. So you'll get plenty of great messages. Those of you who want to take notes and do all that stuff. And besides, if you feel that way, this is a podcast. This is a radio show. Read a book. I'm on here giving you, giving you the best that I got, giving you the pure truth. So please, those that's judging this, just love this. Okay. Either love me or leave me alone. Easy, easy, easy. But the point of everything that I'm saying today, the Pure Truth Session, is you have to pay attention to your kids' doctors, to the bus drivers. And I know many of you may not have kids, but what I'm saying, you have to pay attention to your doctor, to who's driving you, to who's speaking into your life, to who you connect with as a mate, as a spouse, as a friend, who's in your circle, who are speaking things over you. Now, I'm saying that because I could allow my children to get on the school bus, and maybe the bus driver lady could be mean and yelling. Now, I'm developing my children in a positive, happy, great manner, right? Where I don't move in anger. But if the person that they're with when they're traveling to and from school is tearing them down, or there's a bully on the bus, this is part of their life. So it's so important to talk to them, to communicate. You know what I mean? So that's what I just wanted to share with you. This morning, I took time to talk to my kids about, you know, of course, bullies. We talked about that. But just talking to them about great behavior and talking to them about people. Like, people may say negative things to you, but it's your job to know that you're great. You got greatness on the inside of you. So this morning, I took the word of God. I reminded them that there was a greatness on the inside of them, and don't ever let anything dim their light. I don't know what teacher might say something. I don't know when they're reading out loud who might laugh and that might discourage them. If you could, real quick, could you go back to a time where maybe you sang out loud and somebody told you that you couldn't sing, when you did something and somebody laughed at you like, you can't dance. What are you doing? Even though they think they said it in a joking way, they still said a word that planted a seed. And I want to tell you, my friends, that's incorrect for your day. Okay? I get it. I understand what everybody's saying. I even have a friend makes jokes and you're like, oh, that was a joke. Like, no, 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 no. Be mindful of the words that you speak. Words have power. Period. Like, I have cousins that do that. Plenty of people in my life make jokes and think that the joke is funny. But the real deal is about a joke. Come on now. Especially when you're saying something negative. And most of the time it is negative, like this. Oh, we laughing because that's funny, because, oh, wow, that's kind of like a diss. A lot of people in the hood, y'all know this is Holy Hood Productions. Come on. A lot of people in the hood grew up like that, jonesing on each other. And, you know, And it was easy to kind of jones on each other if somebody had less than the next person, you know, dissing somebody. And we don't realize that that became a practice and that became a cycle. So let's break that cycle with compliments. Let's charge ourselves with being more mindful of what we say, even when we're saying something about others. Let's make positivity boomerang and come back at us. So I just want to say to you that, you know, life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, what you're saying has spirit. It has to live. Is it a good spirit or a bad spirit? I don't care the reason you're saying it. You know, let's be reminded of what Jesus did. He was cool as a fan. Even when people was tripping, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He never talked slick. He never clapped back. Like, he might have been like, "Yo, y'all is on the slow bus." But they were. Jesus gave y'all pure truth to the disciples. He was like, "How much longer? Like, y'all just going to sleep? Y'all just going to do?" He was getting a little frustrated. He was a little hungry. That was a little bit. Was that after the fast? He was probably a little hungry. Jesus. But, you know, forgive Jesus for what he said when he was hungry. Okay. But seriously, I wanted to just let you know, I get it. You know, you can't believe everything the doctors say. You can't believe the government. You can't believe the preachers, the pastors. I'm not knocking them. Come on, don't take this one clip and make me into a bad person. People have distorted the images of people in leadership because they have violated rules and different things, from Catholic popes to whatever. It's just not about church. You know, even teachers, even in Georgia, they cheated on the test scores. You know, like, where's the integrity? Even people with the voting, they mess with the polls. Come on. So many different things that have been corrupted in life. And so what I want to say to you, could it be, come on, what God said? My people perish for a lack of knowledge. That's one thing I love about my mother. She will tell you what juice is for what. She's got a whole juice book that she will not put out to the earth. I don't know why, but we're going to call forth her books into existence. She's got like the secrets of the world. Okay, how to heal us. She can heal an ingrown toenail. Come on, by telling you to chew garlic. Come on, shout out to you, Mom. But seriously, for real. What am I saying? The greatness that you know should be the greatness that you share. Leave your mark. So all of you guys, continue to pray for my mom, and not only my mom, but everybody else's mom, auntie, uncle, cousins, dads, brothers, whoever, children who have great, amazing ideas. And they actually have it written down somewhere. Pray for those ideas to be manifested in a book or in a video. It's something that's tangible for us to be able to know how to be better. My mom, it's going to sound funny. I know she, I probably need to have her as a guest because I'm always talking about her. But she does something with her water that makes it super clean. She's got earth, dirt, and they're mixing it up. I'm like, what is she doing? But she knows what she's doing because she researched what she's doing. And she also knows what people are not doing with bottled water. Filter water, spring water. I'm thinking I'm doing better by just drinking water, period, right? Come on, perishing for lack of knowledge. And she's like, no, that water is not the water from the, this water is that. I'm like, Ma, just be happy I'm drinking water. But no, she's putting me on to what's really going on. There's a difference in the waters. Yeah, they are labeled different, but that's because there is a difference, Ty. And so I just want to encourage you today, to continue to seek knowledge, to seek out things for your own. Open the Bible for your own reason. Read what it says. Let God speak to you, okay? When your children go to the doctor, don't just go with what the doctor says. The doctor told me my son needs to get a contact, a glass, wear patches, do this, do that. All of this stuff. And then what she's talking about is not covered by insurance. So it's like $1,000 out of pocket. What? Okay, I know that Jesus is Lord, first of all, and this doctor is the only one that's about to see this miracle right quick. So I'm not knocking anything that she said, but I had to ask her some questions because you can't just go with what anybody says. So this is a pure truth session, just telling you it's okay to ask questions. In fact, I want to encourage you to. You will not perish for lack of knowledge. So today, I pray whether you're about to get a house, whether you're about to settle, sure, you can connect with the experts, but you do some research too, so you can ask those experts some questions. So like if you're looking for a church to go to, why are you afraid to ask the church questions before you join? Like, ask the church, if you believe in Jesus Christ, ask the church where they stand with the Great Commission. Not just that they go on mission trips once a year, okay, or twice a year, and they build, you know, they give out cots at an orphanage and build a well. No. The Great Commission. Do they have plans on picking up where Paul left off? Are you guys going into the mountains? Or are you just doing a part where, you know, you stay at the Marriott? Ask them where they see that part of the body of Christ, where Christians are going way beyond and some are even being beheaded. Because it's one thing to be like a super duper big mega church. And I know that we start making impact smally. But ask those questions. What happens if you need assistance? What happens if a family member of yours dies? Are you guys covered? Do they do the funeral for you? What happens? Right? Well, you're going somewhere where prayerfully you're going to give your all and give your best and serve with your time, talent, treasure, whatever. Okay, ask them some questions. Before you get ready to marry that person, you know, date that person, ask them some questions. Like, what's your credit score? What are some of your spending habits? What are some, you know, anybody on your family, you know, got some type of, you know, something I need to know about? Like, I mean, questions. Do you want children? You don't want children? Whatever. Ask questions. Before you sign up a kid for a school, ask them, what's the disciplinary, you know, what is the behavior rules? What, you know, ask questions. And so I pray today that you are encouraged to ask questions. I pray today that you're not discouraged, but that you would know in all of these situations, parents, like when you're about to adopt somebody, they ask you questions. They just don't hand you some kids. When you about to get a car, they want references. They want to ask some questions about you. When you about to get a job, when you about to be somewhere representing somebody's company, questions. So today, write down the necessary questions. If you're new as a parent, if you're about to go on a job, even when you go to the job interview yourself, yeah, they're going to ask you questions, but you can ask questions. Questions are good. It gives us a little bit of insight. Okay, so it's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. We are on here being proactive, not reactive. So a part of our proactiveness is we are asking questions. We are looking at things and we are praying in advance. So today I'm praying for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you have restored our hope today. I thank you, God, that you have driven away any fear. I thank you that today we have learned to trust you. That all things do work together for the good for those who love you. And today we say we love you, God, and thank you that you have called us according to your purpose. You've given us purpose. So we thank you today that everything that we've gone through and been through was not in vain. So it's in Jesus' name we lift you up. And we pray for those who may have been captive before this message. And we thank you that they are set free now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, thank you guys so much for tuning in. You can continue to listen to us and catch up on all our other shows on Anchor FM. Check out Pure Truth Sessions. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. You can also reach me on my website, www.LadyTyTheGreat.com. That's LadyTyTheGreat. I'm also Lady Ty the Great on Instagram. I love you so much and I'm praying for you. Keep being great. Let's get this knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. It's your girl, Lady Ty the Great. Check, check, and I'm out. I believe in you. Remember, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. There's greatness on the inside of you, and I command it to rise now. In Jesus' name, amen.
The session is done for now. Come back next week for more Pure Truth. This broadcast is copyrighted by Lady Ty the Great Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.